Thursday shirt tzadichas.
Mentioned yesterday, Gemara and Gittin in Ches Amud Aleph. Mishnah writes down, "Hoyso imedes bereshus oravi, v'zorak lo get, koriv lo megureshes." Koriv loy eina megureshes. Mechzal mechzat, safek, megureshes veina megureshes. And the Gemara says, heiche domi koriv lo, veheiche domi koriv lo, loy. Omaram, arba ames shelo, zeu koriv lo. Arba ames sheloi, zeu koriv loy. Heiche domi mechzal mechzat. And the Gemara asks a kasha, "Velechzi hay minayu kodim? See who came in first to the Dalad Ames, and he will get it. V'chiteim de'osu tarvayu be'ade adodi oyev shol etzamtza." So we have an often a Gemara. That if the husband came in to the Dalad Ames and then the wife walks in, he cannot makna to her a get with Dalad Ames. This is often a Gemara. Because the Gemara says, what is the Eichet Tzimtze? Zog the Gemara, that they're together in Dalad Ames, and then it's a suffix. For the Gemara, who came in first? If she came in first, it's her Dalad Ames. If he came in first, it's his Dalad Ames. So state that if he came in first, she cannot koine the get b'dalad ames. If he came in first, she cannot be koine the get b'dalad ames. As I said, zok deran mehochesh aminen deran and giti. If someone is standing in dalad ames, and then another person comes in to the dalad ames, the second person is not koine b'dalad ames. And metzia, what did the maker of memkal if he the shittes? Umehosh amina. Umehosh amina. Shekol hakoinim lo bo b'dalad ames. Vebo zocho bohem ve'ein lechaveiro yaboy achar kach schus bohem klal. So the Ran says a yesoy, if the first one is there and then the second one comes in, the first one has the Dalad Ames and the second one cannot be koine b'Dalad Ames. Mehosh amina. We mentioned yesterday in Shir, I don't know why the Achronim did not mention it, that l'chur it's not only a Ran, it's even a Rashbo. The Rashbo asked the Kashe. The Rashbo has a shita that Dalad Ames is not only b'metzia, it's even b'mekach b'memka. Similar was the Rosh. So the Rosh and the Rashbo learned that Dalad Ames are not only b'metzia, like Rashi. Dalad Ames are even b'mekach b'memka. So we mentioned that the Rashbo fregt a kasha. If Dalad Ames is even b'mekar b'memkar, why you need Meshicha? Why you need Agboa? And the Rashbo answers, because when the chayfetz, if the moicher came, so not only the person has the daladamas, the chayfetz has the daladamas. I don't know what it means. But the chayfetz has the daladamas. So the second person that walks in cannot be kind of a daladamas. So we see not only the first person gets the daladamas, even if his chayfetz is there, the second person cannot be kind of a daladamas. We'll see in a second, maybe it's not exactly the same. Again, the Ran says, Mehoshaminin from the Gemara and Gittin, the Lechzi Mankodim, that the first one is Zoicha and the second one cannot be Zoicha and Daladamas. And we say we have similar in the Rishonim that they say, why you need Meshicha Be'agboa, Teipuklei, Besimte, Teipuklei, Mitzad, Daladamas? And the answer, Val the Chayfetz was there already, so the Meichel was Zoicha Be Daladamas, so the second person cannot be Zoicha. Hashem can pay and mitzia that there's no bailim, mele no one was zoicha and daladamas. Mele, the person that walks in could be zoicha and daladamas. The ktsois in simen reish samaches is merames that in turis mashma not like that. That in the Turas Mashma, that even when the first person comes, if then a second person steps in, both could be koine. Where is the tour? It's a tour that the Ramo quotes him in Simen Reish Samaches. Shnaim shebou ke'echod l'toich daladames. Oy she'oimdim shneim v'noflo ha'metzia l'toich daladames. Konu shneim. Bou shneim, okay, yesh al tzamtzim. What do you mean shneim oimdim? Who came first? If it's the case that we don't know who came first, there's the beginning. Bo shneim keechot. Hoyu shneim oimdim zok dektsois, as mashma one was there, and then the second person went in, and even so if a metziah comes, zochu shneim. So in the Veld they say the ktsois was medaik in the tour that the Ramo brings down in Reish Samaches, Siv Beis and Shulchan Aruch, Siv Kotten and Ktsois, that the tour is choylik and the yesod of the Ran. And we have a Ran that learns that if the first one was there, the second one is not zoiche, Mehosha Minen from the Gemara and Gittin, that Belech Ziman Kodim, that if one is zoiche, the second one cannot be zoiche and Dalad Ames. And the tour is mashma not like that, because he says, Bo Shneim Keechot, Oisho Yushneim, V'noflo Metzia Zochu Shneim. Mashma that even if one came first, then the second one, we divide the daladamas in between both of them. Interessante machlokes. And Be'etzim, it's not only interessante machlokes, we will have to answer the raya from the Ran. The Gemara says, Velechzir man kodim. It's often a Gemara that if someone was first, he's zeicher. We have to answer. It's interesting even that the Ktsois didn't even mention the Gemara. Ktsois even didn't mention the Gemara. Rab Kveiger brings down that this chidush of the Ran, the Beishmuel, brings down la aloche. And I want to explain. Maybe I will start from the end, make it easier. Ari lechua, we have a ktsois that says b'shem the two that even if two people are there one after each other, we say that both could be koyim. The Ran says that not. We have a gemore. Velech ziman kodim. Zog Rav Kveiger in Shuve, that gemore is when the husband is there and then the wife walks in. Then she cannot be zoiche. But without a husband and a wife, it will be different. And we'll explain later why. We'll start from Tchilas HaDvarim. The Bishmuel Paskin La'aloche, that when you want to give a get to a lady, it's not enough that we'll say, oh, the lady is standing first, now the husband comes in. Okay, the Daladamis belong to the lady, she was Zoicha first. It's the Gemara. V'lech zir man kodim. She's zoicha first. But if the husband was there first, so she cannot be zoicha in the daladames, so she can't accept the get. She can't be zoicha in the daladames, and she cannot accept the get. Zog de Bishmuel, even if there's a stranger standing there, and the lady stands near him, and the husband wants to give the get, if the stranger was before the woman, so the stranger was zoich in the Dalad Amos, when the lady comes, she cannot be zoich. They bring it here in the Agoa 41. Al mashikosam abishmuel, dim echot oma bedalad Amos b'shuso rabbi, vehi bo achar kach, ein lo Dalad Amos. Not only the husband stops the wife to be zoich in Dalad Amos, even a stranger. And what is the chiddush of the stranger? The stranger klapi get is nobody. But he was zoich in the Dalad Amos. And he brings a raya. Zog Rav Kibeger, I have a raya against the Bishmuel. The Bishmuel learned the Gemara Kipshuta. If someone is there, he's zoich in the Dalad Amos, and no one else could be zoich in the Dalad Amos. This is the way the Bishmuel understood Pshat. V'lech ziman kodim. If one person is there, no one could be zoich in the Dalad Amos. The Ran says, every time the first one gets it, even if it's a stranger, he disturbs. Zog Rav Kibeger, if a stranger disturbs, so what the Gemara says, Loi mashkachas lo, mashkachas lo. Was a stranger standing in the street. And then the husband walks in, and then the wife walks in, and then the stranger moves. So now they get it together. So mashkachas later, the husband and the wife walked in together. A stranger doesn't disturb. Why? He doesn't have Dalad Amos clapping again. My poor begitti shom. The yevshol etzamzim mashkachas b'chay gav. Because of the muchach mize, the masha echod oyver shom oymet shom loy mehani midi kevul she'ein loy shayches baget. Now what happens in Metzia? If a stranger stands there, Be'etzem, he's not a stranger, he could be Zoich in the Metzia. But he says he doesn't want to be Zoich in the Metzia. Yevshi betakonas chachomim. And then another person will come in, Avada, the second person, could be Zoich. Again, Lefide b'shmul, no. Even the person has no shaykhis to get, disturbs. Abraham Kivayegi says, a stranger, Take, doesn't disturb. But Lu Yitzir, it's Metzir, that he's not called a stranger, and he's there, he will disturb. But if he says that he doesn't want to be Zoiche, so b'meile he doesn't disturb. A stranger doesn't disturb. Because if a stranger will disturb, so the Gemara in Gittin Mashkachas Lo was a stranger standing, husband and a wife come in, and then the stranger moves away. And then the stranger moves away. A stranger, but who is a stranger? We'll discuss it in a second. Now, what happens in Metzia if it's a stranger? There's no stranger, it could be Zeicha. But if he says that he doesn't want to be Zeicha, Rab Kiveiger calls him a stranger. And Bemele, the second person, could be Zeicha. As I learned Rab Kiveiger. So if I walk in and I said I don't want it, and then someone else comes in, he's Zeicha, the Dalad Amos. Even that I stay there. Again, Lefide Bishmuel, if I walk into a place and I'm standing in the street, even if I don't want to be Zoiche, no one else could be Zoiche. Masha'enken, Rav Kiveiger learns no. Only someone that has Shaykhis. And not only Stam, only someone has Shaykhis, someone that wants to be Zoiche. Lo Yitzur, the guy walks in as a Metzia, and he doesn't want to be Zoiche. And then someone else will become Minyan. The second person will be kind. So we have a machlekes. Maybe we'll be masbid a little bit to have the avone and the sugi. To have the avone and the sugi. The Bishmuel understand if a person is there, the Dalad Amos is his. Doesn't make a difference if he wants or not. Especially like we explained yesterday. This is mekoyim. Or Chazal give him it. No one else can have a Dalad Amos here. This is his place. Doesn't make a difference if he wants or he doesn't want. It's his place. It's no one else's place. It can't become someone else's place. Masha'engen Rav Kiveiger understands it's only his afazei vayit that he wants it. Understand Rav Kiveiger. If he doesn't want it, or if he cannot have it, doesn't want it or cannot have it, B'meile, he doesn't disturb the person that comes after him. We could say that it's tolif, it's reshus, or it's kinyan. I don't want to speak it out loud yet. I said that it could fit with that. We don't know. Maybe some. We could tell it. Shmuel of Ben Ezra is one of the biggest poskim. He learns a person disturbs. When someone stands, no one else could have a daladamas. No one else could have a daladamas when he's standing inside the daladamas. No one could get a daladamas. And Rav Kvenga says, no, only if he's in the parsha. And not only if in the parsha, he wants to be zeichet. Comes Rav Kveiger, we mentioned it when we started the sugya of Daladamas, and has a kasha and a mishnah. The Gemara says, Rosh HaMetzir v'nofal aler. The Ba'achr v'hirzik bozeh she'ichzik bozocho. Fregt Rav Kveiger, the Gemara says, why the first one is not koine? Benefile nichele de likni, b'daladamas loy nichele de likni. Why the second person has to pick it up? The second guy, even without picking it up, when the second person walks into the Daladamas, let the second person to be kind of the Daladamas. So Lefida Bishmuel, it's not a kasha, because one guy is already standing there. The second guy can't be Zoyche. What I said, that even if it's a guy there, if he decides that he doesn't want, he doesn't disturb, and a second person can be zeichah. So why the Mishnah has to say v'bo acher v'hichzik bo zeh shehichzik bo zocha bo even without hichzik bo v'bo acher v'nichlas l'toch daladamas zocha bo? Again, לפי דבי שמואל עבד אצל הרכה שזוג דבי סלבי. Because if he is the Shmuel, Adarabah, while the first person is there, even though he's not Mechavan to be Zeichan Daladamas, but the second guy cannot be Zeichan Daladamas, because the first person grabbed already the Daladamas. But if you say no, like Rav Kveiger, that even if it's a person there, if he doesn't want to be Zeichan, the second guy can be Zeichan. So may I have Rav Kveiger, so why the Bo'acha v'hirzik bo? Zeh she'hirzik bo zocho, even without that. ובואחר ונכנס לתוך דלדמס, השני זוכר.
מה זה זוכר? זה בקניין.
אז דלדמס. אז איפה ראית רב כבאג? לא תצא, אז איפה ראית רב כבאג? זוכר רב כבאג, I have a turn. What Tesis in the bottom of the Amud brings down a shayla. The chur, the second guy, is a shtikel avle. It's a shtikel bal avle. Why? Why the second guy is a shtikel bal avle? The first guy is only a me'apach b'charo. First guy sees a metzia here. He's trying to be zeiche. He's considered like only a me'apach b'charo. The second guy is a Rosha. Chazal will not metaken Daladamas for Hashoyim. This is the reason the second guy only could be Zeicher if he picks it up. Only am Abba Becharoro. It's a Rosha, but if you pick it up, you pick it up. But Chazal will not help you because they will not metaken Daladamas for Hashoyim. This is Zogram Kiveig. It's a Shein Eteretz of Kiveig. The problem, Frank developed on this Shayna Teretz of Rav Kveiger. Frank the Achoyim, on this Shayna Teretz of Rav Kveiger. Tesis asked the Kashe. The Gemara says that we don't say Daladamas Bushus or Rabbi. I'm sorry, that we, if the first man know what we say. Frank Tesis in the Bramaskal Arbaamas, why when a person steals in Bushus or Rabbi, he's not Koine with Daladamas? And he says they were only metaken in Metzia, they were not metaken in different places. Mm-hmm. We mentioned yesterday that the Rosh answers, no, it helps all over. But Begneva, they were not metaken because it's Aveira. But Taisus didn't say that. Taisus says that they were never metaken, only in Metzia, Mishmosi, Lantzuya. If you're going with the Yesoi, that you're answering that the only way why the second guy is not Koine Bedaladam is because Chazal were not metaken by Aveira. But what I'll do, you say to Chazal, I'm attacking Ba'aveiro, he'll be koine. So why days when he asked the kasher why you're not koine the gnebe with the namas, didn't answer, Chazal will not be attacking for Averas. So we see that Chazal were attacking for Averas. So again, Rab Kibi Egil feels that when one guy is there and he doesn't want to be koine, the second guy could be koine. They're like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel learns the Ran Kipshuta, if one guy goes in, the second guy cannot be koine, only the first guy. Even the first guy is not Negea. And Kibayga says no. The first guy is not Negea, the second guy is koine. The first guy doesn't want to be koine, the second guy is koine. Fact of Kibayga on himself, so why in the Mishnah the second guy has to pick it up? Why is it not enough that he walks into the Dalanamas? Zog of Kibayga, the reason it's not enough that he walks into the Dalanamas is because it's a Resha. The Maizel, the other guy is trying, he's falling on it. It's a wrong thing to happen from him. You see someone trying to get something, even if it was not Zeichen, you grab it, you're a Rosh. For Rosh, they don't have the Taken. The Shayat, you either for Rosh, they don't have the Taken. So when Teis has the Kasha and Gneve, and Teis says, why be Gneve, it doesn't work. Megar, we are Yitzhak Shabbos, why are you not Chayef? Mitzad, the Daladamas, and the Rosh, and the Teis Rosh answered, and the Rishonim answered. But I said, Gneve, they don't have the Taken. But Teis didn't answer that. Teis said, they only Metaken Mitzim, Mishim Losil and Tzuya, everything else not. If you say to yourself, Rab Kibi Egi, that Ba'aveira they are not metaken, they said the answer that Ba'aveira they are not metaken. Muchach that Ba'aveira they are also metaken. So what Zog Rab Kibi Egi? Zog the world, Alam the Shechilik. Alam the Shechilik. Zog the world. Chazal, not the Pshat Ba'aveira they are not metaken. They don't want to help people that are bad people. So if someone is trying to grab something because he's falling on it, he's not doing the right way, and the other guy comes in, it's not right to grab it, they for sure will not help him to take it. When someone is stealing and he grabs it out and he's walking out of the house, now the guy that is stealing wants to make a kinyan or doesn't care not to make a kinyan? Doesn't care. Less kinyan, less achayas. So Chazal will give him that adamas to be mischayev. The Daladamas are not helping the Aveira. The Aveira is the Maisik Neve to take it out. The Kinyan is only a Chetivza to be Mischayev. But the Aveira is there. The Gezel is there. But in our Mishneh, the other guy, Basim doesn't have it. The first guy falls on it. Luyutsu, the other guy will not be Kinyan of Daladamas. The first guy has a chance to chop it yet. So there will not be Metaket Daladamas to help the second guy over the first guy. I have one more answer. Maybe when the second guy is mechaved that he doesn't want to be koine with Daladamas, only benefile, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't want the Daladamas will stay his. He doesn't want it with Daladamas, he wants benefile. But he's not mevater that the Daladamas will be hefka, that someone else could come in. Clappy dad, he wants it to stay his. He was not megale b'daz that he doesn't want it completely. If the guy says, I don't want to be zayich chevah, take it yourself. I'm not picking it up. I don't want this aveda. Then, the Bishmuel holds the second guy cannot be zayich. And the Kivegi holds he could be zayich. But by us, the guy wants the chevetz. He's not giving up on the chevetz. He just doesn't want to be koine without a benefile. He wants to be koine without an amas. I'm sorry. He doesn't want to be koine without an amas. He wants to be koine benefile. But to let someone else to have the an amas, aveda, he's not masking.
Like Rashi?
I don't know if al derech, not Rashi. We didn't go into the Rashi. If it's not the Yefshi, or that we could leave open the vibe. Want to get back to it in a second. So this is the first machlekes. So the etzem we have a yisoidis dike machlekes. The Bishmuel learns every time it's a disturb. We have to remember, if one guy is there, the second guy could never get it. And the Hegel learns no. If the second guy is not negea, or that he doesn't want. The second guy could be Zeich. The second guy could be Zeich. Rab Kiveger asks on himself. So why the Gemara and Gittin? The Gemara says that Loi Mashkachas Lo. They came together. The husband will say, I don't care that my wife will take it. She will say she doesn't care about the husband. And then they decide to get it, that they want it again. Why the Gemara says, Ari, the husband is divorcing his wife, right? So he doesn't want that Adonis will be his. He wants him to be hers. So why is she, if we say that when the guy doesn't want it, it belongs to the other side? So Frek Rab Gveiger on himself, if you tell me, are you sorry that when a guy doesn't want, the other guy could get it? So what is the problem with Gemara? Who came first? But the husband is giving it to the wife. So he's saying, I don't want. He wants to give it to Bidaladamas, right? He's throwing it near her Daladamas, so he is mechavim to be makna to her Daladamas. So he also said, but he's first. If he's first, she can get it. Glad. Kivayegah says no. When a guy says he doesn't want, from that is giving the whole kasha of Kivayegah and our Mishnah. When I say I don't want, the other guy can get it. When the husband gives it to the wife, he for sure he says he doesn't want.
Yeah, but it only becomes her rishos after he gave it.
No. If he's giving it, it means he doesn't.
By me, it's still my rishos.
No, when he holds it in his hands and he's throwing it, it means he doesn't want it to be his daladamas.
Wants to give
when
it to
her. No, when I want to give it to her, it's Anansani. I'm saying Yepshi. He doesn't want the Daladamas. He doesn't want the Daladamas. So you hear the kasha?
Yes, the Messiah
doesn't want to give it. Again, the Gemara said Messiah Daladamas. The Gemara only asked the kasha who was first. Frek Rab Kivayegir, if I'm Choylik and Debi Shmuel, and I'm saying that what? That when I don't want, and I'm not Negea, I don't disturb, the husband for sure doesn't want. First he has to say he's not Negea, because the lady is Negea to get it. Chazal never gave the Daladamas to the husband. But it's in the Parsha. He's in the Parsha. He's not in the Parsha. He never could be Zerichan again, he only could give again. But again, the Tzina Bishmuel says, he says, one guy goes in, he disturbs. Same. So if one guy could disturb, he could disturb. Abraham Kivayegah says the guy can't disturb. He says the Efshi, he doesn't disturb, and the second guy could be Kainim and Aladam. This is the Chiddush of Rab Kivayegah Be'etz. We said, we have a tool that says that no one disturbs each other. Mamash Shver too. Yeah, the Chuz against the Gemara, the tool. But we'll get back a second to Misakim, the tour. The Machlek is the tour in the Ran, if one disturbs each other or not. Now, everyone is going that the Ran was right that it's a disturb. Right? The tour the says that shit that we have to Meyashe. So again, if one guy is there, the second guy cannot be Koyne with Aladamas. This is the Yisrael of Rab Kivayegah. No vos. He's Choyne and the Bishmuel holds every time it's a disturb. And Rab Kivayegah says no. If the guy is not Negea or the guy doesn't want, so the shayla is, if the guy doesn't want, leave the battle, it's not Negea. We'll call him Negea, but he doesn't want. So why he can't be magnet to the lady? So it's two terutzi. I think first, Rav Kivayegah's terutz, and then the Iluisha terutz. Rav Kivayegah answers that when a person doesn't want, it only helps when he's a zaitik and mensch. A stranger, I don't want the mitzvah, I don't want, so then you can go. But when the husband is giving it to his wife, it has to be yoytze mirshusoi. Lemaise, it's called reshusoi. Like we said in the Rishoni, why the attack in Meshicha? Table in Mitzad Daladamas. We said the Chepes was there first. But let them to say they don't want the Daladamas. They want the son. The same kash of Rav Kivayegah as in the Rishoni. As the same kash of the Rishoni. The Rishonim you say, why I need Daladamas? Why I need Meshicha? Why I need Ekbo? Do Daladamas. Say, the Chepetz is there first. And while the Chepetz is there first, the second guy can't be going there. But if they tell you that they want you to do Meshicha, so they don't want. So they let you to have the Daladamas. So they let you to have the Daladamas. So you can be kind of a Daladamas. The same way I'm giving his kasha.
He does a standard get. He's using his Daladamas.
He doesn't want them anymore. Again, the Rishonim asked that every guy can be koyne with Daladamas, he's only Meshicha v'Ekbo. The answer is the Chepes is first, so you can't do it. But the guy that is selling to you does not want the Daladamas. He says Yefshi. He also didn't say Yefshi. He fell. Oh, if he falls, he's saying Yefshi. If he's trying to give it to the other person with Daladamas, so he's saying Yefshi. This is Rav Kivayegah's kasha and the husband. and it's the same kasha and this person. So Rav Gedalia says that it only helps a side person, but when I'm giving to you, it has to be leaving my reshus.
What?
So it's going to her reshus.
It's not. It's my dalad amis. So it's not leaving.
So again, there's a Torah that Baal always leaving. He's not on his reshus.
Again. Every dalad amis belongs to me and belongs to him. Shmuel says, if I'm mine first, I can never get rid of it. I can, bebeda, no one else. Because when I'm here, no one can do it. Kveigir is mechadish that I could get rid of it. Zogab Kveigir, this is if I'm a stranger. But when it's trying to go out, my reshus klapi yenem, I can't get rid of my dalad amis. It's vital considered my dalad amis. When I'm not a stranger, I don't want the metziah. But when I'm the giver, I'm the seller, it doesn't work. This is the chap of Rav Kiveig. The Ilush of Teretz, the Welt wants to say, when you say Yefshi, you can't say Yefshi b'dalad amis. You have to say, I don't want takonas chachomim. If you don't want takonas chachomim, you can't help, your wife can't work in the same time to be koinit for you b'dalad amis b'dalad takonas chachomim. It's not EFSHI, I don't want the Dalad Amis. I don't want the Takone. Today, on the Rabbonans. No, on the Rabbonans by me, yes, by you. It's okay. It doesn't go. What? No, I want to work without the Takone. If you want to work with the Takone, it's yours. I want to be Takone, so it's not hers. Avada, you can't stop her clapping different things. But clapping me, if it's called that I'm divorcing my wife, I didn't divorce because it's my dalad amis. If I want to look at it, I'm a vater of chazal, so I can use the dalad amis to give her a get.
She was kind
of her. Yeah, but I have to be magnet her. I'm the magnet, she can't be kind of herself. It's not hefker, it's coming from the magnet.
But the dalad amis, what happens to the dalad amis? Someone else can come take it.
Someone else can take it. But
so why can't she take it?
If she has to get it from me, she can't take it from hefker. I'm the machne. I'm the one that is giving it.
She has a right to the takana.
She has a right. So, but mainly, if we put on the glasses, if we put on the glasses of Chazal, so we look around, we see dalad amis by me. He says, take off the glasses, so we don't see dalad amis. With glasses or without glasses, decide. With dalad, I call it the illusion. I hear the tzad. You could argue very strong. Again, we have to understand. We have a big vikuach here. That is a vikuach belong. The Bishmuel came and was mechadish again. Because if now we have a brother, the Bishmuel came and he's mechadish a chidushot. That if you want the makna again, the Adam is to Yisho, if it was a guy in the street before, you can't do it. You can't do it. If someone is there, he's disturbed. I hold mapito. There's a guy, why the other guy doesn't leave? And Zogam Kveger, not only stam a stranger, a guy that says, Yefshi betakonas chazal, he doesn't disturb. And we explained it nicely. Came Rav Kiveiger and asked himself, Abba Razei, every husband, when he's giving it to his wife, Moses Velech Siman Kodim, even if he's near force, in the minute that he's giving it to his wife, he says, I know what? This argument. It's like going off from argument. If you have Shem, and we're adding the same thing in the Rishonim. The Rishonim answered, why am I bailim? Val Machayfetz is there, so it's my Dalad Amis, I can't give it to someone else. But if you're telling to do Meshicha, so you're Mevater on your Dalad Amis. This is the question. So Rav Kiveiger is mashma, we see inside the tshuva, Rav Kiveiger is mashma, that the Yefshi helps Klapi the Velt, a stranger, can go out and everyone can get it. But the guy that is giving, how much he wants to say no, lemaise, it's his reshus, like we explained yesterday. It's his mokri. He can't say Yefshi and give it to someone else. Lemaise, it's his mokri. It's leyotzo mirshusa. It's leyotzo mirshusa. That's okay. He can be magnet. So when the makne, the husband, wants to give it to someone else, if he was there before, it's his mokim, it can't come out from his mokim to her mokim. The Lenurish is Andozach. He says he has, she means say, on them? So she also doesn't have. Now, we have to go back to make a sequel. Kol zeh de bismedosh from the Rav. The ktsois lecheure en reisa machesi yivkot nalev, brought down a tool that is mashma from the tool that even if one person was there and the second person comes in, the second person could be zeicha. Not only, together. Dainu the Ksois, Bishem the Tour is Choylik, and this whole is Medrash. And he learned that if one guy is there, and the second guy comes in, the second guy also could be Zoich. As they state. The Ksois Batz over here, but this is the Cheshvin. And the Shaila is, it's a very nice shita where the Ktsois brings down B'Shem the Tur, and he builds it up B'Shem the Tur, that even if one guy was there and then the second person comes in, both could be Zoyche. The Shaila is, how we miyashiv the Gemore and Gittin velechzi man kodim. Steht klar in the Gemore that if someone is first, it doesn't help. We mentioned steht in the Rishonim, if the behemoth was there first, that the second guy can't be Zeuche. Why the second guy can't be Zeuche? If they say, and I'm Kveger is Meramez, that the answer will be the same Mahalach, what he's saying. That even if in the tour, it's only if one strange guy comes and another guy, both of them get it. But what I'm trying to buy from the first guy, when the wife wants to get from the husband, or what I want to buy from my seller, then we can't say both of us. While the first guy is there, is felt in the Yitzoye from one guy to the other guy. A bit so schwer. It's one Indian. We'll see the second Indian of the Suge, then maybe by the time we go back to the Nofal Alei. We'll see the Gemara in Amud Beis. So the Gemara answered, why in Peye Ma'aviri Moise Mimenu? Why is not Kohen B'Dalad Ames? B'Nefile Nichelei D'Nikmi B'Dalad Ames Loi Nichelei D'Nikmi. Rav Pope Omar Ki Tiknu Lei Rabbonon Arba Ames B'Arme B'Sodet Abal Abayis Loi Tiknu Lei Rabbonon. V'Ava Gav D'Zoch Lei Rachmonen B'Gavo Ki Zoch Rabbonon Lei Zoch B'Rachmonen. So we had a kasha from Peya to Tiruzi. First Teretz is B'Nefile Nichelei D'Nikmi. Second Teretz Ki Tiknu Lei B'Sodet Abal Abayis. Then the Gemara has a kasha from the Zokim. Again, the first teretz says benefil nichel delikme b'dal adamas amir likme. Second teretz says dal adamas doesn't work b'rshu sarapi. Klo. So we have two kashas, Peya and the Zokim. Peya nefila yinat koina and the Zokim nefila yinat koina. Ay dal adamas. First teretz benefil nichel delikme b'dal adamas amir likme. Second teretz besodet balabais nichel delikme. And Rav Sheshes Rav Ashi metaret b'rshu sarapi yinat koina. Now, what Rav Pope is the one that answered on Peya the second Teretz. Not Benefila de Nichelei, he answered, Ki Tiktu Le Rabbon and Besod Le Balabais, and Be'alme, Besod Le Balabais, they were not Metaka. What Rav Pope will answer on Metzia? Why is not Koine B'Dal Adamas? What Rav Pope will answer on Metzia? Steht in the Mishnah Rosh on Metzia Benof, and Aleo Ba'achar, V'yizik Bo, Shazash Yizik Bo Zachobo. Why the first one is not Zeichem B'dal Adamas? What Rav Pope will answer? First Teretz or second Teretz? What? What first Teretz? Nefil and Nichelei? You can't hold him. You didn't hold him with here. What? What? Why can't answer the second Teretz? We're still on the real. Why second Teretz can't answer? What? Because Rav Pope, what is the problem? Glad. He doesn't hold him the first Teretz, he holds him the second Teretz. He doesn't hold from the first Teretz. Again, we had a kasha from Peya. Why is not Kohenim Benefila? First Teretz, Benefila, Nichele, Nikle, the Adam is not Nikle. The Pope doesn't like that. He holds Kirin Amor, Kirin Shemor, both are Kohenim. What is the answer? Kirin Le Besod the Alme, Besod the Balabais, Le Tiknele. You have a kasha from the Zokin. Why is not Kohenim Benefila? First Teretz again, Benefila, Nikle, huh? Of Sheishas, Ravashi, changing the names. This is the way to learn the Gemara. This is the way everyone learns the Gemara. Frank the Besalim, look in Rashi. Rashi is on Rav Shei and Rav Pope. Ki tipnu le Rabbonon, the first Rashi in Yonah Mudbeis. Ki goyim besimto shirishus lakoil. Odom. Oy birishus o rabim, oy betzid rishus o rabim. Vi hefke la rabim. So Rav Sheshes, Rav Pope holds the Ometaken B'Simte, Shusorabim Tzidei B'Chotzer, Shul Balabais the Onat Metaken. But B'Shusorabim, it's going to be Rav Pope or not? So how you will answer Metzia? Why Mitzirin not kind of a Dal Namas? What he will answer? It's what he will answer in Mitzir. What he will answer in Mitzir? Well, tell me, Michal, what he will answer? No, what?
1,000
guys, it won't happen. So, why, so here Rashi says if it works, Moshe Sarabim, if you're sure. It was a mistake. Why Rashi said it? Who asked Rashi to say it? Not enough to answer. Who asked Rashi to say it? Rav Sheshi spoke about Moshe Sarabim. Rav Papa spoke about Moshe Sarabim. They asked the Kashi, why by Peya I'm not, because it's a lady. Why by Peya I'm not going to be the filler? At first, there is when the filler nichel the likne, I don't want to be going. I don't have a feeling. But I have an answer. Chosel the Barabbas loy tikkun. Sarabim loy tikkun. Chosel the Barabbas loy tikkun. Now we have a kashuv in the zaki. Again, ben feeling nichel the mikne. And Rav Sheshes, Rav Ashi will answer. No. Because Sarabim do not medake. Lechura Rav Pope has to answer the same thing as Rav Sheshes. So first is a shverkat. Rashi says Rav Pope holds nishtas. And say, who asked Rashi to say it? Just don't say it. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, Divrei Moshe, everyone does. Ivan, it's shouldn't be safer. It's a big shtiklach and then small shtiklach. It's an orepe, small shtiklach. He says that he says, just raise the words, Moshe Sarabim, then everything will be good. Just raise it. He says that he hasn't given the this was a whole shtiklach. Raise it. He says, if you look at the Rashi, you have to raise it. In fact, you can't read the Rashi. You can't read the Rashi if you don't raise it.
Rashi didn't say it.
This was a mistake. It's a printed. It's a print mistake. Look inside. Look in Rashi. It's Mukha. What is the Rai? No, bring the Rai.
Are you Shesorabim?
No. He says, Rashi starts Simte, Oire Shesorabim, Tzidir Shesorabim, Konu Lakoim. Other starts Simte, Tzidir Shesorabim, Shesorabim, Ogo Shesorabim, Tzidir Shesorabim, Simte. What is Simte, Shesorabim, Tzidir Shesorabim? Right, the Simte is very good. Tzidir Shesorabim is similar to Simte. Why Rashi has to bring that? And right, the last part is only explained, Tzidir Shesorabim. Zogt Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zelto Sofer Berashi. And then there's no Rashi. There's no Rashi. The problem is that the new Gemara has been all the Kisvayodas they didn't find yet. No, then when we learn on the Shgiven, it's Vahoda, yeah? And then it's nice, it's no Ksavyad, they didn't find even one Ksavyad yet. Yeah, nice is that they don't know. Yeah, but it's, yeah, but we come back home, it's because no one's mom came and brings it, so they didn't know. Yeah? Aval Achul, so, okay, so if we don't raise the Rashi, if we don't raise the Rashi, so back to the Kasha. So again, so we have two Aoras. First we have to answer the Stira, what Rav Papa will answer on the next Gemara. And then to answer, but who told it to Rashi? That is the bigger Kasha. Kasha is not only Tzedek. Who told it to Rashi? So first, Derech HaLimud. Derech HaLimud is that Rashi Mishuma, before what is the Hechech of Rashi? In a second I'll bring you a Hechech for Shitas Rashi. But before the Hechech for Shitas Rashi, Derech HaLimud, Rashi has a Kasha. Why Rav Pope asked the Kasha from the Zokim? Why the Rav Abaye asked from Peye and Rav asked from the Zokim? Why does everyone hold that the second one is not a kasha? Why does was poshut to the Gemara? Rabbi didn't hold it as a kasha from Peyah Bichlal, and Abaye did not hold from a kasha from the Zokim. That has to be the derech to find a way to make a machlekes here. To ding tzach on the kasha. To ding tzach on the kasha. That Rabbah doesn't hold from the kasha from Peyeh, and Abaye doesn't hold from the kasha from Nezokim. So if Abaye doesn't hold from the kasha from Nezokim, so b'meila we don't have to answer what Rav Papa will answer on the sefer. We have to know why. I have a piece of cheshbon. See, in a second we'll have time to explain it. But before that we have to answer, but who told Rashi that he's masking Moshe Sarabim? Why to say that? Why to go into it? Rav Papa answered. maybe yes, Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, maybe not Rosh Hashanah Rabbi. The answer is like this. Why the Gemara says later Rosh Hashanah Rabbi they were not metaken Dalet Amos? Why they were not metaken? Rashi says a lot of people there. We mentioned yesterday from the Meiri, and Bemela they were carry on fighting, we didn't gain. If they have to metake Dalet Amos and Sodef and Balabais for the payer, there's also a lot of anim, it's the same fight. So Rashi learned that if the Gemara had a tzad, to be metaken Dalet Amos, besod Balabais, when the anim are coming together to be zeicha and matnas anim, vaistois we don't hold from that svore shebe rabim loy tiknu because vaiter osi laansuya. What? No. Soda balabais is no Rashi and the next Rashi. The next dibur hamaschil is reshus rabim, not on soda balabais. The dibur hamaschil loy tiknu le rabbonon is on reshus rabim, not on soda balabais. So again. Rashi and Akash, while he learns Pshat that Bershusso Rabim do not metaken because Osila and Suya, the son of Balabais is the same Baya. That's why the Osila and Suya. So Rashi has to be madgish that Bershusso Balabais, so the son of Balabais do not metaken. Why is it even Bershusso Rabim do not metaken? Why is it even Bershusso Rabim do not metaken if he's the first terrorist? Again, what is exactly the answer? We have to know what is exactly the answer. So I want maybe to be madgish. It's another idea. First of all, Dalet Amos Diki Yedir. Before we look at more Maisif in the Sugi. It's a Gemara and Daftesa Mudbeis. Meshoich Beheima Vekni Kelim Sheoleh. The Ravid brings down why he's not koyin be Dalet Amos. Why is not koyin be Dalet Amos? Zog b'shita mekubetzes b'shem the Ravid. Achidush. The dealochev Dalet Amos shalom koyin is loy is only when he's standing still. When he's walking, he's not koyin. It's chotzom aleches. Chotzom aleches loy kono. Another idea, we learn Dalet Amos, another Shita. Shitas arrived, Huva b'shita mekubetzes daftes umudbeis, and the Tur brings it down in Simen Reish Samaches, he's chaylik on it in a second, and he learns that Dalet Amos, you have to stand.
He stood for a second.
Who stood?
The guy,
he said that he didn't stand. He's saying Chilush Daraivet, that if a guy is walking, he's not going to be Dalet Amos. The Moshe, if you see a Mitzia and you run and someone else, you lost it. If you would come and you would stand, you would get it. You run, you lost it. The Moshe is asking because when Nofel Aleo, he's not moving anymore. Yeah? But when someone is walking, the Moshe of Gvegas Kasha, why the other guy is not Zeichim Dalet Amos? If he's running to pick it up, he's not Zeichim. And the Tur in Simen Reish Samaches brings down B'Shem Ovi Varosh and Dalet Amos Akoina even when you're walking. The Bach says it's one of the things that the Tur brings down b'shem the Rosh, even though it's not in the Rosh, it's that the Tur Shoma Me'ovi V'Rosh. We don't have it in our Rosh. Our Rosh is not speaking about it. But I say the Tur brings down b'shem the Rosh. So we have a Machlekes. If the Adam is a Koine when a person is walking or not, if the Dalet Amos is koina when a person is walking or not. The Ravid holds you're not koina, and the Tur B'Shem the Rosh holds that you're koina. And the Ravid says because it's chotzer me'alechas. So I think maybe Reb Shmuel Osovsky spoke it out in Shir. He asked the Kash, it's chotzer me'alechas? Why is it chotzer me'alechas? The guy is walking, the floor is moving. Why is it called Chatzim Alechas? Okay, so the Rosh Taka says that it works. What is the Pshat Maraib? Why is it Chatzim Alechas? It's not moving. It's this. It's not Malechas. Chatzim is not Malechas.
No,
David, you think it's a Chatzim Alechas?
No, Chatzim.
It's not. I looked the whole time. I looked at them when everyone was walking. The floor stayed. No, nothing moves. He moves from one chatzah to the other. Why is not chatzah malachis? The Rosh Tak is chaylik. There is not a chatzah malachis. Why is it called chatzah malachis? Why this is called chatzah malachis? Zogin the lomdim. Maybe it's totally. What is the pshat in Daladavis? Listen carefully. If Daladavis Chazal gave me the soda like the Ran, and then I'm koine, very hard to say that it's chatzah malachis. Every second I get something else, but it's mine. If it's the pshat, it's mekoyimu shalo odom. Now that the land is mine, it's my mokoyim. Kol zman I'm moving, so my mokoyim is also moving. My mokim is also moving. My mokim is also moving. If the pshat is they gave me the place, so the place is mine. You write that every second that I move, they give me a different place and back a different place and back a different place. Lama shana. Lemaise, I have a place. But if the pshat is, it's the word of the Daladamis is that it's mekoymu shalo odom. So b'chai gavne, Chazal never gave him the place because it's moving. Ken zayin, this is the machlekes. Rab Kiva Eiger has another interesting suffix. We said b'shusor rabbi do not metaken, chotzer balabais do not metaken, aber b'simta do not metaken. What if you're standing in the street? Near the Simta. That was like you're walking, that was on what they will call the sidewalk Tzidur Shusorabim. I don't know if it's called Tzidur Shusorabim. Stamitsu Shusorabim also, yeah? But only for the example. But you're standing on the street and there's a Mitzia on the sidewalk. You get it? It's inside Daladamas. You make him a super Kassim and Reishchov, Reish Nun Gimel and Shechonoch, Ruchas Mitzia. The Galamais says, Mitzia is a diamond that is worth $1 million, and you were standing there and you saw it. And the guy ran and picked it up. He said, Shusorabim, Shein Digmar doesn't know. He said, yeah, I was standing in Shusorabim, but the Mitzia was on the side. What?
$1
yeah. But I'm not standing there. No, I'm not attacking for people that are standing in the street. No, I'm not attacking for people that are standing in the street. In Loshen HaRambam in Pirush HaMishnah it states that they were not metakin b'rshuso rabim ki ein derech bnei odom la'amoid shom. Some understood that he means the rivet. While people are walking the whole time, so they were not metakin. So even if you're standing, for these people they were not metakin. The Moshe, if the Svar is Rashi, they will come to fight. Also could be five people in the street who will fight. Shalom, what is the Akdor? If the Akdor will be the Kirush Sorabi, belongs to everyone. So you can't give you the Daladatis. And Sinta, they could give it to you. So it could be even if you stand in Kirush Sorabi, or they're not. Maybe it has to be attached to me. If there's a line that is not attached to me, it doesn't work. So Kol Zeh goes into the Sufik of Rav Kiva Eiger. Kol Zeh goes into the Sufik of Rav Kiva Eiger. What is the Gedder of the Daladatis? What is the Gedder of the Daladatis? It has to be near me. It's couple stories. Do not metake to the guy that is standing in the street, or do not metake to the damis in the Rishu Sorabim. Even if we say that do not metake in the Rishu Sorabim, what would it be if it's not attached? Right? It could be two suffixes. One if my mom is standing on the border, mom is on the line, so maybe I'll get it or not. And then what if I'm standing like one tefachim? So one area is not mine. Then I have 3.5. It works or it doesn't work. What is the getter of this takon of the Daladamas? What is the getter of this takon? It's my reshus. They gave to me the land. Like we said yesterday, we said, let them go back into it. If they gave me the Daladamas, if we answer from the Ram, may I be gorgeous, or the Kenyan goes direct. And again, everything could be totally about. If they gave it to me, Bishus Sorabim could be the guy to give it to me, even if later it comes to Bishus Sorabim. If it's a new Kenyan, they were not attacking me, Bishus Sorabim, could be Bishus Sorabim, it could work. Until Shem Sunday, we'll match it the next morning.